on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Megan and Joppa, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology for my friend because she uninvited me for Mother's Day brunch because I don't have kids.
Aww, that's kind of mean.
Uninvited? What happened? What's the story?
So my girlfriends that I've known since forever, high school, we've always done everything together. Mm-hmm. Last few years, started to have kids, except for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not for not trying. My husband and I actually have been trying IVF. Mm. And it's honestly been really emotional, exhausting.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel like I'm over here being the odd one out now because they've moved on. They're on this new phase. And no one's, like, directly made me feel awkward, like, excluded me before this.
Yeah.
Last week, one of my friends sent me a text for Mother's Day with brunch and details Saturday, and I responded with sounds good. And then almost immediately, he unsent it.
Okay.
And at first I thought, okay, maybe she changed the restaurant or something, like it went out too early, like she wanted to edit it, whatever. So I replied with a question mark. No response.
Ew.
Okay. Weird.
Finally, on Tuesday, I texted, like, are we still good for brunch on Saturday? And that's when she told me she accidentally invited me.
Wait, why? Just because you don't have kids?
Yeah. Like, she said it's really more of a mom's brunch.
Well, what? You can't celebrate your friends that are moms? Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, like,
I agree. Yes. And she's like, I honestly thought it would be triggering for you. And honestly, that makes it worse.
So you can't go, like, to Mom's Day brunch because you're not a mom.
Right. Okay. Like, she's deciding for me what I can handle, what I can't.
Oh, versus asking you if this is something you wanted to join.
Yes.
Got it.
And she's like, I didn't want you sitting there feeling left out, which I think confirms what I'm feeling. I am left out. So I don't know. It's like I'm not a part of the group anymore. I don't have kids. I told her I'd still like to go.
Yeah.
I was okay with all of it.
Yeah.
And she told me, like, how about we do something next weekend?
Oh.
So now I feel like I'm in this separate, whatever weird category. And, like, the whole unsending, it makes me feel really hurt. And
that's weird.
Like, it feels a little humiliating.
Well, wait, is that, I don't know how momming typically works. Like, is that a thing where, like, moms are like, well, this is a mom thing, so you can't come? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if it's a friend group, it's not like a Costco card. Like, you're only allowed to be in a friend group if you have kids. Like, that's so whack. I think it'd be one thing if you said, like, hey, you guys do your thing. I'm not really down. But that's not what you're saying. Like, you still want to hang with your girls. Like, you can still celebrate them as mothers. So I think it's weird. Feeling very clicky that she doesn't want to include you versus actually asking you how you feel, what you're comfortable with. That I support, but
that's
I don't
wild.
Support making the decision for you and making an assumption and then honestly just flat out excluding you for no reason.
Yeah, it's the unsend for me that's wild. Like, when anybody unsends a text, you know something shady's going on. Like, it's just not good.
Right.
It's not a good situation.
Right. It feels clicky. It feels VIP. And these are people I've known for forever. What's going on?
Yeah
that's me.
That's weird. Well, what do you want? Like, do you still want to go to this brunch anyway? I'd be like, no, I'm not going to go to your weird mom click thing. Like, do you still want to go?
I mean, I've known these women forever. So yes, I want an apology and I still want to go to brunch. Like, just because I'm not a mom doesn't mean I can't go to a Mother's Day brunch with them.
All right. Well, that's what we'll try to do, is to, like, get you to this brunch if you still want to go. If you guys have never heard Forgive and Forget before, what we do is we reach out to the person. We reached out to Danielle and we said, hey, listen, there's somebody that wants to bring you on to this segment we do about forgiveness. Would you want to come on and try to figure out who this is? She thinks that it actually is you. And what Charlotte was telling me is she feels very justified in her decision. So maybe when we hear what's going on with this mom click, maybe we'll understand better. So let me, Megan, I'm gonna bring in Danielle. Just don't let her know that you're on, though, till we give her a chance to try to guess who it is that wants to try to bring her on today. Okay. Even though she knows who this is, but let's just add some suspense. Let me get in Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi. First off, thanks a lot for coming on today and agreeing to do this. We appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, she kind of explained the segment. Obviously, we've got somebody on that either wants to ask for forgiveness or ask for an apology. I know you've got a pretty clear or at least a good guess of who might want to bring you on today. So who is that person?
I'm guessing Megan.
So, yeah. so it is Megan. Megan, why are we here today?
I want you to apologize for not letting me come to Mother's Day brunch. Just because I'm struggling to have kids, it doesn't mean I can't come hang out with you all. I mean, I really was not trying to hurt you. I just, Mother's Day brunch is for moms. Like, I just didn't really think that required explanation. We're going to be talking about mom stuff, and I honestly just thought it would be triggering for you, and I don't think you'd want to be sitting there, like, listening to all this. I know it'd be probably pretty hard for you, so I just thought it would be easier. And I know this is harsh, but, you know, struggling to become a mom, you know, is,
yeah,
and actually being a mom are kind of two different things. Like, I wouldn't invite someone without kids to a PTA meeting.
Well, that's kind of a good point, though. So you're just saying, like, okay, so we're going to just have, like, just this sector of friend group go do this thing because we have all have, like, this in common. Like, for example, if, like you said, PTA, if we all had students in this one school, like, we're all going to go do this one thing. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me.
Every conversation at brunch is going to revolve around motherhood, and I just thought, you know, sitting through all that while struggling with IVF, like, might make her feel really awful. I did kind of send you the text on accident, and I am sorry that you saw that in the beginning, in the first place, so I am sorry.
So is there in any circumstance now where you feel like it would be appropriate for Megan to be there? Because, you know, that's kind of why we're on the phone. But, I mean, Megan, we came on here for two specific reasons, and what is that?
The apology and to be included. I still want to be included. Right. Well, I can't. I mean, I'm sorry that you're feeling this way, and I'm sorry that you're so upset, but I can't really make a decision that, you know, for an entire group. Like, we made the decision together as a group. Like, we wanted it to just be for us, you know. So I don't really, I mean, I'm sorry you're upset, but yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say here.
Does that make sense to you?
I think it's weird, like, with the point she brought up earlier about, like, not everyone has to do everything together. I understand that, but I think what's weird is they're always doing stuff together. They've always been doing things together, and then out of nowhere, without a warning, you're going to plan an event, and then she sees the text, and you tell her now she can't come, and I just feel like Megan deserved to be asked, hey, I get that you are going through stuff, because for some people, they wouldn't want to go, because it is triggering, and that's fair, and that's real, but I just think that Megan deserved to be asked, like, hey, do you want to come spend time with us? Because it's kind of like,
yeah,
deliberately making her feel isolated in a journey that's already isolating enough within itself.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's not necessarily true, because we don't always do everything together, you know. So there's two of us that really love hiking, and so, you know, they go hiking together, and, you know, there's a couple of us who do not like hiking, so we don't go. This is not, this to me was no different.
I just think that there's a difference between someone not doing something because they don't want to versus being singled out because they're physically unable to do yet, and that feels mean to me.
Are you guys okay? I just don't know how Mother's Day brunch works. I don't understand it. Are you guys okay taking phone calls on this? Because clearly, I mean, you really want to go to this.
Sure.
Here's the deal. A group of women have planned a Mother's Day brunch for this weekend and saying, like, listen, it's just the moms are going to come to this. Megan is not a mom. Okay. She wants to be. She's not one yet. We're wishing you the best, by the way, Megan. And they're saying, listen, until you are a mom, we just think it's best that you don't come because you're just not a mom yet. Does that sound right to you? Like, should Megan be able to come to this brunch? Let's talk to Asia. What's up, Asia? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I think that Danielle's apology was very sincere and it was very nice. I do think that she just didn't want her to feel upset because she's struggling to have a kid. So with that being said, I don't think she did it to be mean or to hurt her feelings, but I'm also with her as far as different activities. It's like she said, everyone has different activities, and theirs is Mother's Day. And unfortunately, she doesn't have a kid. So I do agree that she shouldn't go to brunch, per se.
You said you've kind of been in a spot like this before.
Oh, yeah. So my sister, she struggled with IVF as well.
Yeah.
And there's three of us. And then every Mother's Day, I have a big family, so my dad would make Mother's Day brunch. And my sister was unfortunately struggling.
Yeah.
So there are times where she wouldn't come to some of them, and some of them she did come strictly because she's family. She's my sister. So
right.
She felt the type of way. Yeah.
Do you feel like for the sake of the group, it's best if she's not there? Is that kind of like the mentality of it all? Like, where's your take on this then?
For her, she wants to be included. But I think mentally, like, you're struggling with IVF and you see everyone else celebrating them being moms and talking about their kids. It could be a struggle for her. It could be a trigger. I agree with Danielle.
So I hear you, Asia, but she was never uninvited. And I think the difference here is Megan, if Megan said, I don't want to be included, this is triggering for me, I want to sit this out, that's one thing. But I think it was the fact that the decision is being made for her and they're not even being friendly enough to ask her, hey, how are you feeling? Would you like to be included? I think I would find that hurtful if my friends literally unsent a text to me.
The unsending.
Asking me, how do you feel about this?
Thanks, Asia. Who's up?
This is Melissa in Dundalk on three.
Melissa, tell us, you know, Megan's like, I want to go to this Mother's Day brunch. You know, her friends are kind of saying, like, we don't think this is the best idea because we know you're going through IVF. We're all moms. You're not. I mean, is Danielle in the wrong for telling her to sit this one out?
I think so. And I'm going to apologize in advance if I start crying.
Okay.
So this is coming from a little bit different of a perspective. It's actually coming from Megan's perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My husband and I struggled for a very long time to build our family. Luckily, we were able to do it through adoption.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother's Day can be very triggering in many different ways.
Sure.
And props to Megan, you know, if she still wants to participate. But I do feel like they should give her an option. And like Jess said, the unsending of the text, for me personally, would probably be more triggering than anything, because it's like, oh no, let me backstep because now you're not a mom. And if anybody, and I post this every year on Facebook, but it doesn't matter whether you are a mom or not. If you are a positive role model in a child's life, then you should be celebrated, whether it's Mother's Day or Father's Day.
True.
It doesn't matter, because as the saying goes, it takes a village, and without my village, I would not be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So props to Megan. Good luck on your journey, and don't ever give up hope, because eventually you will become a mom how you're supposed to be.
Melissa, thank you
so much for sharing that.
Melissa, we appreciate you so much. And happy Mother's Day.
I think it's a good reminder about what this day, I know it can be really triggering for a lot of people, and I think it's really good to hear that story. So thank you. Who's up, Jess?
This is Katie on two in Harford County.
Katie, give us last thoughts on this. I mean, you know, basically her friend group saying, listen, Megan, I don't think you should come to Mother's Day brunch, but Megan's still saying, I want to go. I mean, was Danielle in the wrong for unsending that text and all that?
I think she absolutely was in the wrong. I don't think she is a good friend to Megan at all.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hard journey to be going through, and there's zero empathy from her so-called friend.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, that's just unacceptable behavior from a, quote, friend.
So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, Danielle, how does that make you feel? Like, do you...
If it means that much to you, like, I'll talk to the girls and see if we can make it happen.
Megan, is this something that you still really want to do? And honestly, people that you continue want to be around?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I want to go anymore.
I don't blame you. This has been kind of chaotic today.
It's been chaotic. Maybe it's a sign of something. Like, I need to make new friends. And
yeah.
You don't even want to go anymore? No, I think I'm good.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.